Snyder, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Okay, so we're going to take a little ride together, y'all. You ready for this? Okay, so I've got some cards here, and we're just going to hand these things out. And then when you can also just choose not to do this if you choose as I come to you, like, here's that. Oh, I got to get back here. So I'll call out for the numbers in sequential order, and then you're just going to read what's on the card or, you know, pull something like this out, okay? Who wants to hold on to this? Yeah, you put one hand out, and that works. Great. Okay, on the other side, let's hand, like, this one all the way down, yeah? Okay? Who's brave this morning? Yes, far corner. I'm in a boot. We'll hand this down. Yeah, okay. All right. Who tells the worst jokes in this community? Wait, he's already got a card. Like, we can't do that. Okay. Okay. Let's back up. Who's a father? Bingo. All right. Oh, okay. Sorry. This takes me a little while to get around. Okay. who likes throwing things? Yes, the children. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're coming. Oh, you like throwing things? Oh, okay. There's that. Okay. All right, last one who's like, I really want a card. Yes. Sorry, boys. Yes. Thanks. Okay. We're going to have some fun together. So I'll call out for those in sequential order throughout sharing a little bit here. And then you can read out that line that's written there from the card or, show your item, and that would be great. So a story first. So I'm in the grocery store, and goodness, it's a Tuesday, and in the grocery store, 1986, soft pop music is playing, right? It's leaking from the ceiling as if the universe really needs us to hear Rosanna, Rosanna for like the 476th time this year. And then in the middle of that artificial hum and the frosted flakes, yes, there's this toddler, and maybe he's about 2 years old. He's sitting in a shopping cart like the tiny king surveying his sugar-coated kingdom. Yes, his mouth is smeared in what I hope is banana, and his eyes are wide. He's transfixed on this. Eyes are locked in on a cereal box, a tiger. Right? A cartoon tiger. And this kid just loses it. He's holding the box like it's made of gold. He's laughing and he's laughing hard. He's slapping the box like it's comedy gold, just saying, "Tiger! Ha ha ha! Tiger!" And that's like the whole joke to him. Like it's all he needs. Like we should all be laughing. And his mom is locked into her grocery list on her phone because adulting, because Tuesday, because bills and dinner and deadlines. But this kid, he's not in a rush. He's not worried about dinner that night. He is here in aisle 7, pointing at joy and calling it by name. And now the mom, she's laughing, and I'm laughing. I'm in one of those, like, scooters that Wegmans has, by the way, that, like, beeps on the way back because of this thing. And we're all just laughing. We're strangers cracking up in public over a cartoon tiger selling sugar to children. Yeah? And I came for overpriced pasture-raised eggs, but I got ambushed by wonder, which leads us to number one. Who's got number one? Yes, what does it say?
He turned aside.
Yes, okay. So he turned aside. So there's this ancient story about Moses, and he's doing chores, right? Desert, sheep. And then he sees something. He's just doing his job, trying to get through the day. He sees a bush on fire, but it's not burning up. Weird. Could have walked right past it. But the text says he turns aside to look. And perhaps that's the whole thing. He let wonder interrupt him. He stopped, he looked, he gave wonder attention, and then everything changed, right? That's where the voice was, that's where the whole liberation story begins, which was somebody giving beauty and wonder a little bit of attention. Because wonder doesn't scream, it whispers, it burns. It waits till we're willing to turn aside. All right, number two. Who's got number two? Yeah, read that one again. Yeah. First off, I mean, way to go for being able to even pronounce metastasizes and benign, yeah? And that's from researcher Brené Brown, and it hits, right? Unused creativity is not benign, it metastasizes. The stuff you don't express, the song you never write, the project you don't pursue that's constantly tugging at your heart, the joy that you mute, it doesn't just go away. It festers. It becomes resentment and grief and burnout and cynicism and the, I don't know why I'm tired, I just am. Yeah. Unused wonder does the same thing. It doesn't leave quietly, it gets loud in all the wrong ways. Number three.
Look at the birds.
Ooh, it's a group activity. Yeah. All right, Jesus, living under a giant industrial military complex, corruption everywhere, oppression baked in the system. Doesn't sound familiar, does it? Yeah. All amidst that, Jesus doesn't say, overthrow it all. He says, look at the birds. He says, see the lilies? And why? Well, because seeing changes us. And changing the collective always starts at the singular. You, me, the ache we see out there in the world, the confusion, the chaos, is just a mirror of what's stirring inside the individual story, the personal pain that each of us carry. But the healing begins one heart at a time, because when one person wakes up, really wakes up to the wonder around us and in us, the whole system just starts to shift. Wonder breaks the loop. It rehumanizes the moment. It's like number four.
Hey, balloon.
Yes, wonder is like a balloon. And life is full of pins, y'all. Full of pins. It has no concern over popping your wonder balloon. Deadlines, group texts, that weird crunch your knee makes. Yeah? The inflation, the inflammation, the loss, the loneliness. Over time, our wonder deflates. And you stop pointing at tigers. But the wonder balloon can be filled again. One deep breath at a time. One laugh, one spark of awe. So how do we refill the wonder balloon that you're stuck with for the rest of the morning, by the way? How do we refill that balloon? That takes number five.
Look up.
That seems like a warning. Yeah. Look up. Not metaphorically, but literally. Look up at the sky, at the patterns, the geometry in the leaves, the way tree branches mirror your lungs, the miracles that are hiding in plain sight. A UC Berkeley scientist found that a moment of awe like this, it reduces anxiety, It increases generosity, it lowers inflammation, and can even make you feel like you have more time. So wonder doesn't actually steal your productivity, it provides oxygen to the soul. Yeah. How about number six?
Lobsters pee out of their faces.
That's a real sentence you just read. Yeah. Can you do it one more time so we all can hear? Yeah, with gusto.
Lobsters pee out of their faces.
In that act, just like you're perfect for that sentence. Yes. Lobsters pee out of their well, their antennas actually, but it's how they flirt. It's how they fight. It's how they say, back off, or hey, sailor. Yeah. So the next time you think your family is weird, just remember that lobsters are out there spraying their emotions on the ocean floor. Yeah. And yet, no one tells them to be more professional. Yeah. No one tells them to tone it down. They're just doing their salty crustacean thing. Yeah. And, well, perhaps because life is strange. And strange is a sign of life, and life is sacred, so perhaps, therefore, strange appears to be sacred. Talking about strange, a truth about you, you're made of atoms from ancient exploded stars. Another truth about you, you've cried at Pixar movies and eaten Doritos for dinner. Yeah. The reality is, you are a cosmic miracle with a snack drawer. Yeah? Stardust and snacks. I mean, let's not forget how weird and holy all of this truly is. Number seven.
Dad jokes are holy.
Yes, they are, boys. They are. They are sanctified, consecrated, canonized by the Council of Cringe. Yes. For example, why don't skeletons fight each other? Because they don't have the guts. Groan, eye roll. Perfect. Yes. Yeah. There it is. Because humor that's so bad that it's good is kind of a miracle in itself, right? Yeah. Dad jokes are the spiritual gift of making everyone in the room question their life choices and laugh out loud at the same time. You see, laughter is not shallow. It's not a distraction. Laughter is release. It's resistance. It's holy defiance against the heaviness. Because joy is how we remember we're still alive. Joy, even in the meeting that could have been an email, even in line at the DMV, even on tax day. Yeah. So go ahead, send that video of a squirrel riding on a skateboard. Yes, permission granted. Be the sharing of joy you wish to see in the world. Because sometimes the deepest thing you can do is say something deeply dumb on purpose. Yeah. Sometimes joy is the point. And watch it bring life. Maybe a little bit of life to the full. All right, number eight.
A sand pig!
Yes! She didn't even need instructions for that one. Okay, so this guy, this is a pig. First off, I mean, way to go. Yes, sand pig, okay? And it goes like this. That's probably the most violent thing that's happened on CMCL stage. Peace be with you. Yeah. So, I've been, this thing has seen me through, and my team at Prima Theater through a lot of days. And I have numbers, many, many of these. So, hello. Hello, buddy. A pig wearing a tie full of sand. And it's absurd, completely unproductive, and somehow exactly what we need. A personal recommendation, gift a sand pig. Do something kind for no reason. No ROIs, no likes on Instagram, no spreadsheet tracking. Compliment the TSA agent's shoelaces, y'all. Leave a post-it note that says you matter in a bathroom stall. Gift a sand pig. So what I have found is amidst the most stressful moments of a process that we're working on at work is that if we just sort of like drop this thing, that it changes the whole mental shift, yeah? And so tomorrow at a board meeting, I'm giving a gorilla version of this out and a pig. We'll see how the board feels about that. So I met this flight attendant last week who keeps those like sticky-backed googly eyes in her pocketbook, like hundreds of them. She came with a book bag full of these, and she places them everywhere. Yeah, like in places that she should not be putting them, but also all over the place, and it's joy everywhere that she goes. Because love and joy and wonder, real, undiluted, inefficient love, it shows up in small and strange and beautiful ways. That's evidently how the universe is set up. And when that joy and wonder shows up, it throws a wrench in the machine. It breaks the algorithm. It heals the world. One little move at a time. Perhaps one little sand pig at a time. Number 9.
What's been energizing you lately?
What's been energizing you lately? So try this question. The next time you're at coffee or a potluck or a dinner party, instead of what do you do? What do you do? Try this one out. What's been energizing you lately? I love asking this question. Eyes light up, the arms start gesticulating, people come alive. Wonder, I have found, is contagious. And curiosity is how we catch it from each other. So take a moment, group project, y'all. Turn to somebody around you and ask them, what's been energizing you lately? We'll give it a few minutes and then we'll regather. Let's come on back. Beautiful work, y'all. Yeah. Anybody have some surprises? Like where you're like, oh, didn't see that coming. Yeah? Yeah. Sure, buddy.
My birthday.
Your birthday, that is energizing. So fun. He shared with us what's been energizing him lately is Lego police videos. I was like, so fun. Yes. What's up, bud? What's been energizing you? What did you hear? Oh, he wants a phone. He wants an iPod when he turns 8. He's convinced. That's pre-energizing him. We'll see if that flies. Yeah. All right. Adults.
Christy has silver sneakers on.
Yes. Did that energize you or Christy? Yeah, like who? Like everybody's winning. Yes. Yeah. Who else? What did you experience? Or maybe something that surprised you to hear from somebody? Yes.
Total chakra. Steve Walters energized by learning some new software.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, to each their own. Yeah. It's like the accountant being like, I figured out how to move the numbers. Awesome. That energizes you. Cool. Yeah. Yes.
My back went out on Wednesday.
bleeding on the ground, the corn that dropped, along came a female and male duck, all the way from the pond, feeding on the corn. They were all feasting together in harmony, and I thought, what? This is so amazing.
Like life. How strange and sacred
strange.
And wonderful. Yeah. Oh, so fun. So fun. Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome to that question. Try it out in daily life. So in a world that rushes and scrolls, monetizes everything, us choosing wonder, I mean, what if we considered that to be resistance? What if we chose that as protest? Because wonder, maybe that's good news. Wonder, perhaps, is how we stay human. So may we ask better questions. May you look and see the beauty around you and turn towards it. May you be ambushed by joy in aisle 7. May your balloon get filled back up. And may your very presence, your noticing, your laughing, your weird cosmic snack-loving self, may that be a spark for someone, for yourself, for others. Because the world still needs people who point at the tiger and say, this is amazing, this life. And may it be so in us.